I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thinking of a mission trip to Haiti? Well, you might need to rethink those plans, and I'll explain why in a moment. I hope you'll also stick around for an update from Mission Cry. They've got thousands of Arabic Bibles packed and ready to go. The only thing missing is you. We'll fill that story out in a couple of minutes. But first, both the United States and Canada warn against travel to Haiti as violent protests continue. Rioters want President Jovenel Moïse to step down. Compassion International's Edward Lesag explains.
A lot of people on the streets, and they are demonstrating against the corruption that has been rampant in Haiti, and they are demanding accounts.
As the riots spread countrywide, the situation interfered with some, but not all, of Compassion's work.
About 30% of our projects and partners are impacted, but a good number of them, 60-70%, are not necessarily directly impacted at this point.
Mostly folks in the affected areas closest to the city centers are just lying low.
What is impacted, however, is the ability of the children to go to school because the schools are closed. Not only our centers, but also schools in general are closed. Their ability to go to the centers and to their church.
So there remains a lot of uncertainty in the days ahead. Lesag says,
these would be our prayer requests at this point, protection and wisdom and the proper relevant teaching for integrity and courage at this time for these young people and for the children.
Turning now to the Middle East, militia forces backed by Iran are gaining power in Iraq. According to Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern, believers are on edge.
It's a very concerning time. It's a very stressful time. They were hoping to be able to have a degree of security in the wake of ISIS, but more sectarian tensions are being whipped up again.
At the end of 2018, Shia militants made a show of force in two Christian communities in the Nineveh Plain.
They're seeking to assert themselves and establish themselves in a lot of these places that have a very clear Christian identity.
Believers keep asking police for help and protection, but each time they're ignored. Windsor says the Shiite fighters operate with relative freedom because they're helping Iraq get rid of the Islamic State. Getting rid of Christians is also on their to-do list.
It's been suggested that there is also an underlying strategy from Iran, which is a key sponsor of this particular group of militia, that they are seeking to develop what's known as a Shia Crescent, a block of land between Lebanon in the west and Iran in the east, to establish a Shia passageway across there.
Iraqi Christians want to stay in their homeland, so please be praying for them. And Mission Cry is an organization dedicated to repurposing and distributing used Christian literature and Bibles. A generous donor recently provided Mission Cry with 50,000 Arabic Bibles to send to the Middle East. Mission Cry had previously distributed Christian books and Bibles in pockets of the Holy Land, like in Israel. Now, they set a goal for further expansion in the surrounding regions. Mission Cry's executive director, Jason Wolford, says,
I find it fitting that we should also try to help our brothers and sisters in Christ in Palestine and in Jordan who don't have the means to buy a Bible or a Christian book.
The American Bible Society says the average American has three Bibles on their bookshelf. Wolford hopes that encountering just one Bible will give people an opportunity to experience the ultimate hope in Christ. So what's preventing this? Mission Cry's biggest challenge is shipping the books and Bibles.
There's about 30,000 Bibles, Christian books, seminary materials, and Christian education materials already packed, waiting to go, and all we need is people to come alongside and support that.
Want to get involved? The first way to help is by donating your used Christian books and Bibles. Another way to help is by providing monetary support to get these things overseas. And of course, be praying about the hands that'll receive them. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. For listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.